Well, I thought we had a good first day. I thought the batting was good. We had to work hard to get over a little bit in the wicket when it was fresh and a little bit juicy. And we put a platform with some good partnerships and we managed to build a score, which was really good. A little bit disappointed after that. Day two and day three, we were a bit in and out with our bowling and the way that we approached things, really. And that was a little bit disappointing. But we've addressed that now in our meeting and prep meeting for Surrey, and that's gone well. And we've had a super day's practice here today in preparation for Thursday. So, you know, that's history now. We've learnt from what happened at Oxford, and we're moving forward. And the good thing at Oxford was we had, you know, all our top sort of seven batters had a real good hit and time at the crease, apart from probably Alexei.
Looking at Surrey, they'll be a bit disappointed that they didn't get over the line at Lord's.
Yeah, I think that was a bonus for us. I think if they'd have been on the back of two victories, they may well have been even more dangerous. They are a dangerous team because they're playing a very attacking style, but that's up to us to curb that sort of initial burst that they're going to come at us with, both with bat and ball, and work ourselves into a position where we can win.
They've struggled, obviously, for a couple of seasons. I mean, you beat them comprehensively here a couple of years ago. It was 2 years ago. What have they done that's different?
I think they're probably a stronger outfit in the sense that their squad is stronger. So they've got more competition for places with the ball. They've got no tremlet at the moment, but they're going to be leaving out a couple of decent bowlers. So they're obviously a useful bowling unit. With the bat, they played a very attacking game last year. But they've still got a couple who bat properly, as it were. The likes of Ramprakash, the likes of Rudolph, and even Xander De Bruyne is hard to chisel out. So we've still got our work cut out to try and get on top of them. But, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge, really. We play them quickly afterwards at Worcester as well. And, we know what our square, and we know that how to play at New Road. We've just got to make sure that we have a good game down at the Oval. And let's hope that a bit of the stuffing was knocked out of them down at Lord's when they lost in that short run chase.
You've always had a little bit of, not against Surrey, but you like beating them, don't you?
I like beating anybody, Dave, and you know, any victory is a huge bonus, and we'll be going out there to get a good win. But they do tend to, they are one of the most wealthiest clubs, if not the wealthiest club. They spend a lot of money on players, obviously. A club and the size of ours, with the budget that we've got, you've got big extremes really there. So that's one of the reasons for wanting to beat them.
Yeah. I mean, Steve Davis and Gareth Batty obviously left here a couple of years ago. Spent the season in Division Two. Is there anything, any of the old rivalries in that? Does that mean anything to you going into the game?
Not a thing, Dave. That's history now. You know that they moved 2 years ago or whatever it was, and we've moved on. They've moved on, and it's just a game of cricket, and we'll try and beat them.
What about the balance of your team? You're bringing your three quick bowlers back in?
Yeah, Richard Jones, Alan Richardson and Dave Lucas have had good workouts this morning. They'll come back into the fold. Jack Chantrey will stay in the 12 and Shaq Chowdhury will stay in the 12.